Culture Corner, Vacationing in the U.S. Exercise 2.
Today, going on vacation is something that people try to do every year in order to take a break from their daily routine. However, this was not always the case. In the mid-18th century, vacationing, or traveling for pleasure, was not something people did. It was in March 1744 when Dr. Hamilton, a doctor from Maryland, set out on a journey on horseback intended only for health and recreation, that the trend can be said to have officially begun. 20 years later, more and more people who were financially well off began seeking relaxation and fresh air. They were the nation's first vacationers. Vacationing became even more popular with the growth in wealth and industrialization at the time, as well as the significant rise in the use of the railroad and the automobile. It was advancement in these areas which led to the growth of the middle class. By the mid-19th century, Americans from the emerging middle class enjoyed time away from work in pursuit of seashores, mountains, and springs for recreation and good health. This triggered the blossoming of summer hotel resorts. The railroad also allowed for the increase in sightseeing and tourism, with people focusing on learning about cities, historic areas, and natural wonders. By the 20th century, people began going on road trips around the country, while today people take their vacations in destinations all over the world.